Dun 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 dun. Broccoli.
Hi, my name is Rocky. I am 10 years old.
I'm Diana.
Hi, my name is Maria. We're part of the KGNU Eat Your Radio project.
Nancy and Cynthia were helping kids like broccoli.
They were doing surveys about broccoli at recess, and they were singing songs about broccoli. But secretly, Cynthia hated broccoli.
At first, Cynthia was pretending to like broccoli and singing nice songs about him. And afterwards,
I don't like broccoli. My parents make me eat it. My parents make me eat it.
I actually don't think she should eat broccoli if she doesn't like it.
That is Max Young. We call her Miss Max. She helped with our nutrition classes we do in our schools.
There's so many different things to try, and if there is something you really don't like, you just shouldn't keep forcing yourself or other people forcing you to eat it.
Broccoli. It's been my rival ever since I was a little kid. I'm kind of like Cynthia. I don't like broccoli at all.
When someone puts an ingredient in my food that I don't like or that I have to eat it, it makes me kind of like hate
irritated.
It. Yeah, irritating that I have to eat it.
Miss Max says that it's important to find vegetables and fruits that you really like.
When people first picture, kids first picture vegetables, they almost go to the ones that they immediately don't like or just like the hardest ones to like. Lima beans, Brussels sprouts, cabbage. Whereas, like, when you start thinking about it, a lot of them eat red pepper. A lot of people eat green peppers, and they eat carrots and celery and onion. It's really common in our diets. It's in fajitas, for instance. So if you think about things like how they're prepared in the different meal types, kids will start realizing that, yeah, I do like vegetables. The idea is not to force yourself, but to find an interest and a like in it.
Now, Cynthia doesn't hate all the vegetables.
I like pepino, cucumbers. Yes. And then I also like calabaza.
No, you like squash?
Yeah.
Cynthia loves onions.
I love onions more than anything.
Broccoli is way better than onion.
I love onions. If I sneak into the kitchen and get onions, my mom doesn't know. But when she smells my breath when I'm talking in front of her face, she's all like, you ate onions, go brush your teeth again.
And that's when Nancy thought of an idea that will help Cynthia.
Since you love onions so much, why don't you just mix it up with the broccoli?
I've never thought of that.
And then mustard, and then put it in your sandwich.
Broccoli on a sandwich doesn't sound too good.
But since there'd be so much onion and mustard in it, which is what you love, then don't you think it would kind of hide and then you would still be eating it, though?
If I don't like it, can I throw it away?
You have the freedom to do healthy choices or not. You have the freedom to eat broccoli or not eat broccoli.
So Nancy did make Cynthia's sandwich.
Okay, here I go. It doesn't look like if it has broccoli.
It does. It's the little stuff right there.
So I'm right here, and I'm going to take a bite of it. Let me open my mouth just in case I need a drink. Here I go. Here I go.
And Cynthia does take a bite.
She didn't put ham or cheese in my sandwich, just broccoli, onions, and mustard. It tastes okay, but with ham and cheese, it will taste even better.
Well, because I didn't get your full recipe.
Dun, 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 dun. Broccoli, broccoli.
Cynthia didn't like her broccoli sandwich, but she did try it.
Can Cynthia help other kids like broccoli?
Stay tuned for the next episode.
For KGNU and Eat Your Radio,
I'm Rocky.
I'm Maria.
I'm Diana.
Broccoli, broccoli, broccoli.